Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yeah, don't move to the position that I was going to move to you in because you just know that's what I'm going to do. Because I'll walk out.
Right, guys, sharp and listen.
Literally, shut up.
I say the same thing week in, week out about nitty gritty, juicy, we sharp. The question is, what lies do you tell yourself when your heart's been broken? What lies do you tell yourself when your heart's been broken? I got loads, I'm just gonna reel.
Okay, reel
I'm
for
just
me.
Just gonna spiel through
daddy,
the whole
spiel for me.
List.
Spiel for me, daddy.
He loves me and she's just a phase.
Wow, he loves me and she's just a phase. He'll come back. That's disgusting.
Have
some self-respect.
Yeah, twisted.
Jesus, next.
That I will move on soon. I haven't dated in 3.5 years.
Next.
She was uglier than you thought, bro. The homies tried to tell you, but you didn't listen.
Damn. What do you mean the homies tried to tell you?
He's talking in third person.
Yeah, I know, but still, would you... The homies tried to say that your girl's butters.
Not necessarily. It might not have been his girl. His heart was just broken.
Oh, fair enough.
It might not have been his girl.
His heart was just broken. Yeah, she might have just got someone else.
That could have been the crush.
Yeah, it was never his girl.
Yeah, it was his crush.
His crush moved on to someone else. And he was like, no.
She wasn't even paying
anyway. She was butters anyway, bro.
I'm bigger than the guy she cheated on me with.
Yeah, that's a lie. It's always a lie.
It always is. I'll lose weight and make a comeback like a baddie.
Micah said that's a lie I told myself.
The other hoes need me more. This man said, I can't even lie to myself anymore. I've been empty inside. James, they're just joking. They'll text me back later. They're just joking.
Nah, bro.
That's hilarious.
Jesus, allow it, man.
Oh, God will screw him over in the end.
Oh, wow. Okay. Stop with that.
Now I can get back to revising.
Oh, that's painful.
She's got to be gay.
Okay.
He hurt me, but he hurt me. So obviously he still has feelings. He chose to hurt me.
Because he cared enough to hurt me. If he didn't care, he wouldn't do anything. Me. He would ignore me.
Oh.
He hurt me, but he hurt me. Wow, that is crazy.
That's in deep.
That's like Joe from You. That's that kind of crazy.
Oh God, yeah. Jesus Christ, yeah. Karma will come back and get them.
All right.
He didn't mean it. He just chose to lie because he can't communicate. I share everything with my best friends anyway.
Okay, that's dark. That's really dark.
Yeah, you have
he
to sit,
banged your brethren.
You have to sit all the participants down and like, talk to me. What about why? Why?
He banged the brethren and said, I share with her anyway, so it's fine.
Why, man?
Jesus Christ.
I know he's having sex moaning my name.
That is a lie. That's a lie.
Huge lie. I know he's looking up at the sun, wondering if I'm looking at it at the same time.
Shut up!
Toys before boys. He didn't ghost me. He probably just got arrested.
Cool.
Calories don't count when I'm hurting this much.
Fam, that's period chat. I've heard that bare times.
Calories don't count when I'm hurting this much. Mad.
That's crazy.
I'm never going to do wife activities on girlfriend's salary ever again. She knows she's lying.
On girlfriend's salary?
Yeah.
What's girlfriend's salary?
Who knows?
He's just not paying you enough.
Who knows? He loves me, but he just doesn't know how to love me. His mother did a poor job raising his ass anyway.
Yeah, that is a lie I've heard before. Mm. Sharp.
Men don't cry until I remembered that Jesus wept.
Nah, bro. Yo, I was just sent to that one. That was send me. Jesus wept. Oh, God, that's funny.
Oh, God. And my last but not least, my pronouns are me, myself, and I.
Oh, Jesus. Fam, heartbreak has you doing the most.
On the ropes, bro. Literally on the ropes. Everyone's been heartbroken
thing
before.
Thing is, I don't...
on the ropes.
Yeah, when I'm heartbroken, I don't tell myself any... I don't have coping mechanisms. Mm. I don't tell myself any lies, bro.
Okay.
I blame myself entirely.
I think about things I should have done better.
Literally.
And I'm in fetal.
Yeah. Fetal is right.
And I'm ordering food.
I'm not leaving.
And I don't want anyone to disturb me.
Bro, when I'm heartbroken, yeah. I can't believe that Deliveroo don't have a spare key to my yard.
Facts, I don't want to get up.
I'm not getting up.
I'm not getting up. I'm in my dressing gown and I've got my eye blinds on and everything.
I'm just trying
to block everything
out. I hate sunlight and I just want to find companions who are going through it too.
Facts.
I can't say the worst. If I was heartbroken, I promise you can't ever tell me you're doing something with your girlfriend. If you're posting at Alton Towers, I was assuming you forgot to invite me.
Yeah.
And you went by yourself.
Because it can't be with my girl.
It can't be with your girl.
Because I couldn't do that to you.
You wouldn't dare. You wouldn't dare. And she's a cheat and a liar as well.
Not on the gram.
Never. Wow, everyone needs to be heartbroken.
Facts.
Tell me that they're all trash, bro.
Being heartbroken is... I don't think there's a lower feeling.
It really feels like someone just took something out of your chest.
Literally.
Give it
back. You stole my heart away.
Give it back. Bro, you can't. And the worst, I've only really been heartbroken like one time.
Yeah.
And it was like for like 3 days.
Yeah.
And God, it sucked. Then I remember trying to rush move on to the next thing.
Yeah.
And I was in there.
Okay.
In the next thing. And I wanted to be like, I can't. I nearly had a breakdown.
Oh no.
And I was like, you're nothing. I was thinking to this girl, you're nothing compared to her.
Empty voids.
Bro, I was trying to fill a hole with this.
Damn.
Obviously, I finished, but...
Yeah. I'm still a human being.
Yeah, I'm only a man. But, bro, afterwards, I was like, wow. I didn't want to hear her voice.
Damn.
After I finished, I didn't want to hear her voice. I just want my girl.
Damn.
She was, That's what made it... That's what...
She was out.
Oh. I wanted to scream.
Bro, them ones where you're not even on her Instagram story. You're on her brethren's Instagram story that you follow, and you just see her in the background having fun.
The most fun.
Just having fun.
And she's never looked penger.
She hasn't looked more 10-10 in her life.
It's, bro, it's literally the worst. And you want to be like, you want to message like, why are you torturing me like this?
Why are you doing this to me? Like, this is soul wrenching.
Yeah, bro. How dare
I'm
you?
I'm on my knees, big man. Fam, stop
you
it.
You just spat. Oh, yeah. What is this thing under here, by the way? Well, there's a little, yeah. Okay. The little saliva thing.
The attachment.
Yeah. There's a little gland in here sometimes that if you it's like snake venom.
Yeah, I know exactly.
It squirts out,
yeah,
bro.
I know what you mean.
I just watched your whole stream.
My bad, guys.
But yeah.
Heartbreak, bro.
Hotel has seen me like
seen
once.
In a third person's perspective, someone else's Instagram story, and he or she is just having the time of their life. Oh, there's nothing worse than witnessing that. There is nothing worse than witnessing your ex having fun.
There is nothing worse than witnessing your ex having fun, and when you tell yourself don't message, and then you message and she leaves you on read.
You should have listened to yourself. Said, don't message.
Yeah, wow.
Why did I message?
You're pathetic.
You are pathetic.
You're actually pathetic.
Damn, bro. It's tough. It's tough, man.
Heartbreak is tough. It's not something I would prescribe to anyone.
Definitely not. I wouldn't be on my worst enemy. Nah.
But then when you're over it, you're like, what's wrong with me?
Facts.
Because I'm actually bad as fuck.
Facts.
And why was I feeling that way?
Facts. You always think that. But when you're in that hole, that heartbreak hotel,
That's a pocket you can't escape.
It consumes you.
You can't escape it, bro.
We're only human. It consumes you. But yeah, welcome to the show, guys.
Welcome to the show, guys.
Yeah, EP299.
That's probably the quickest IGQ we've ever done.
Yeah, I had to. I was just like, bang,
bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang. Gang, I'm here for it, bro. Yeah, man, so, guys, welcome back. You already know what to do. Mm-hmm. You already know what your boys like.
Yes, sir.
And you know what daddy likes you to do. He wants you to head on over to patreon.com/shitsandgigs and contribute to the cult. Contribute to the cult babies, become one of the cult babies, indoctrinate yourself deep within the cult babies for a meager £3 a month.
10p a day.
Run the P to SNG and digest years and years of content, hundreds of episodes over there.
Literally.
That are juicy woosy as always.
Facts.
And yeah, man, jump in the Discord chat, make some friends, chat some things.
Popping.
Discord is, but there's a few thousand.
I saw it the other day. Yeah, a few thousand.
There's a few thousand man in there just
damn. And making friends, doing link ups, drink ups, all the
Link ups, drink ups. Yeah, bro.
That could
sync
be you.
Ups. That could be you, but you chose not to.
Facts.
Now it's time to make the right decision. It's never too late to make the right decision. So do that. And in the meantime, subscribe to the channel if you're watching on YouTube.
Yeah, man. That's important.
Subscribe to the channel if you're watching on YouTube. We are steam rolling through.
We are.
So please do us a solid. Subscribe to the channel. Like the video if you like the video. Chirps a ting in the comments if it means something to you. And if you are listening on any of the audio apps, follow. Leave a nice review. Yeah. 5 stars is preferable, but do what you need to do. Right, guys, let's take a very quick break from the episode. I want to talk to you about couples play. I want to talk to you about solo play. I want to talk to you about Lelo. And I want to talk to you about the tour three, guys.
Not one, not two, but three. So, guys, as James said, tour three is all about the pleasure, whether it be your partners or by yourself. And man like me, you guys know, if you know, you know, I like to please. I aim to please. So yeah, I'm gonna use this and make sure I please.
So guys, you're only gonna use this if you recognize that technology is part of our everyday lives.
Okay.
If you're shying away from technology in big 23, it's not for you.
You're not really on it like that.
But if you're like us and you like technology, you like to optimize, then it's the thing for you.
It's the one. If you want to use the Tour 3 special Lelo toy uninterrupted, make sure you download the app as well.
Yes, sir, it's got 8 powerful pleasure settings, guys. So we're buzzing this thing up to 8 and we're nut-nutting.
You can hear that vibe.
I can see it.
You can see it shaking. Audio listeners, you can hear that ASMR.
Okay, guys, so when you're ready to jump in, hit the link in the description. For 25% off, use the code SHITSANDGIGS25.
Facts.
And this includes all Lelo products, except the Lux line and new launches.
Okay.
The Tour 23 is in there. SHITSANDGIGS25, click the link in the description. Let's go. Finish lines, busting nuts, clapping cheeks.
Let's go.
Let's get back to the episode.
Facts.
And without any further ado, we're jumping in early today with a dilemma from Phylord Fwegs. Let's get into it.
Dilemma. So I've been dealing with this guy for about 15 years on and off.
Shut up, man.
Yeah. I'm 30, so we met when I was 15, him 17. Recently, we've been hanging out again, and it's been nothing too serious, but we are fucking.
But we fucked.
Outside of him, I have another thing I've been getting intimate with, who is also a friend I've known for a while. We'll get back to him. My 15-year on and off thing has started back up sexually, but it's not what I remember it being. He doesn't eat the box to get the prize. He eats it so he can just stick his present in. And while I enjoy the present, I want the damn prize. Now, the possible help me in this is that I thought I'd be spending the rest of my life with 15 years guy, at some point. Everything about us clicks except the sex. I need rounds, lots of head, and a bunch of nasty shit. But 15 years can really only give me 15 minutes. Meanwhile, the friend I've been intimate with lately is giving me prizes back to back with a gift on the side that lasts way longer than 15 minutes is what I was trying to say.
Okay.
My question is, do I speak to 15 years about this? Do I open up the topic of a woman's pleasures with him? Or do I just keep 2 BFs or little things on the side? I don't know if I should bring it up. Please help.
This is an interesting one because there's multiple lanes on this one in like my thought process.
Okay. Let me give a quick summary. Quick synopsis.
All right, go on.
Dealing with this breader on and off for 15 years. She's currently now 30. Nothing too serious. Outside of him, she's seen another ting who has also been a friend for a while, but she'll get back to that. The 15 years friendship, the sex is not what it used to be. He doesn't really eat her out. He just eats out to get her wet so he can bang, and he doesn't really make her come at all. Whereas the other guy is giving her rounds, giving her nuts, and giving her healthy amount of D.
Yeah.
Should she tell boyfriend A, which is 15 years guy?
Yeah.
What's going on? Let me open up and should I talk about pleasures?
Yeah.
Should I allow conversation and just keep both of them back to back to back?
Cool. So for me, if I'm not doing it, it's because I don't want to do it. It's not actually, that's a lie. It's not because I don't want to do it.
What, you're talking about eating out?
No, it's not it's not just about eating out. Mm. Like in terms of, right, so there's a million things, right? Let's get into it. Mm. So certain man in this early stages, you can't, okay, first point is, and it's so random that this keeps coming up in conversation with like friends that I'm having recently. Don't trust anything a guy or anything a girl does in the first 3 months.
Okay. Oh yeah, we did speak about this. Not too, yeah, yeah.
Don't trust a single thing they do in the first 3 months. Mm. So if I'm her and she's met a new bro and this new guy is, they're banging for rounds.
Yeah.
He's eating pom from the back, from the side. He's making a nut.
Yeah.
He bangs her. He makes a nut again. Mm-hmm. He eats her out again. Mm-hmm. He's doing the most and she's thinking, raw.
This is a man.
This is a man.
Yeah.
See, Wagwan in 3 months.
Yeah.
You're still going to get a certain percentage of what we're talking about here. But let's see what he's saying in 3 months. Mm. Because he's trying to impress at the minute.
I hear you.
Just like you said, 15 year guy used to do these things and now he doesn't do it. Mm-hmm. No offense. Mm. If I've been bagging you on and off since I was 15 years old, I'm not trying anything.
Yeah, I'm not trying to impress you
anymore.
That you were probably my first bang. At 15, you were my first bang.
Yeah, I'm not doing backflips for you.
Yeah, facts.
I'm not doing, but the same way that homeboy's doing backflips for you over there, I'm doing backflips for a next thing. It's been 15 years. Yeah. What do you want from me?
That's a long time.
So it depends. Like, if you want to be with him for the rest of your life and this is calm for you, cool. And just keep on sightings if you want to keep sightings. But if it, definitely bring it up.
100%.
Even if it's just a case of just like, maybe you don't need all the bells and whistles that homeboy's giving you on the side. Yeah. Maybe if you're just trying to nut, definitely bring it up.
Definitely bring it up.
But he's not gonna, when you bring it up, just be warned, he's never gonna get back to what he was when he was in that early stages, 15 years old. He was doing all sorts. Of course,
he was hungry.
Yeah.
He was hungry.
And maybe this is a hot take, I'm just gonna say. Maybe remind him a little bit that you're sought after.
Okay.
Because if I've been banging you on and off since I was 15, all I think is no one else wants you.
Mm.
No one else wants you. Mm. You keep coming back after 15 years, bro. Mm. I'm either that guy, him, or...
You're not her.
You're not really her. Why does no one want you, bro?
From
year 10 till now.
Facts,
from year 10 till now, you're still on my doorstep.
Mad,
I mean, I'll take it, but
I'll take it.
Yeah, but what's going on, man?
So maybe
remind him that there's man out here that want that.
Yeah, make sure you let him know you're really her.
Yeah, you have to let him know you're really her. And then, your asshole's going to get devoured.
Yeah, it's going to get hang.
What are your thoughts?
I agree, bro. At the end of the day, if you're not reminding him, one, if you are not bringing it up about the fact that, listen, you're just eating my box so you can slide it in. You're not eating.
I'm not stupid.
Yeah. I'm not stupid.
Yeah. I'm not stupid.
Are you eating the box for you or eating the box for me? Which one is it?
Yeah.
Do you like to pleasure me or do you just want to force this thing?
Because
that's not what sex is for me.
Yeah. It's an experience.
It's an experience for me. And we used to have that. I'm trying to bring that back.
Mm.
Listen, you have to be honest. I don't think I can know someone for a decade and a half and not be completely honest with them. You know what I mean? Especially if they're my sexual partner.
Especially if I've got it in my head that we're not going anywhere.
Exactly.
Something needs to, we need to spice it up.
Yeah, if you're my sexual partner for a decade and a half, I'm being open and honest with you. I'm telling you any and everything.
Facts.
Whether you listen or not is up to you. Mm. But I'm going to be open and honest with everything I feel and all my emotions. So yeah, your best bet is to tell him. You have to tell him. Whether you keep your sneaky link on the side is down to you. But you should definitely tell him how you feel and why you feel the way you feel. Because at the end of the day, everyone deserves a nut.
Yeah.
Everyone deserves a nut.
Everybody got to get theirs, boy.
Facts. And you've not been getting yours from your main. So that's why you're deviating to the next thing. But yeah, man, have the conversation. Tell him how you feel and just go from there.
Yeah, because sometimes, this is what as well, sometimes for certain man, sex is not really, sometimes sex is just a means to an end. And sometimes like girls, oh, this is juicy. Let's actually get into it, girl. Because sometimes, yeah, listen, yeah, this is inside baseball. This is backstage stuff that guys don't really talk about. Girls, see how girls are like mainly foreplay, yeah? And guys, on the whole, we just see and we want to bang. If you want, like, but guys like foreplay too, but not in the same way girls need foreplay. Okay. So girls need foreplay in order to get going. So like, we're talking like once we're in bed, it's lips in, it's touching. Yeah, it's slow stuff. We're just doing some light touching, a bit of fingering. Now we're warming up. We're warming up. Where man them don't necessarily need that warm up. But if you want a man that's doing the most, we need to knock down. This is not early days because honeymoon period, I can knock 3-4 out in a day. But like, I can knock them out in a day. But like long-term relationship stuff, the guy's version of foreplay is the long play. Like I'm talking about today. So like, if we're at, like maybe we're gone for dinner or something like that. Like I need to sexualize you today.
I get
today. I hear that. Because if we're just cooking in the bed, if I've known you for 15 years and you just want to get something going in bed, I promise you, I'm giving a little bit of this, a little bit of this, I'm in there.
And then we're out.
And I'm out, I'm going to sleep. Because Dad's got a word tomorrow. But I need to sexualize you today.
I know that.
Bro. I need to be thinking, you need to be doing little bits and bobs.
And I can't wait to tear those clothes off.
Tell me from at breakfast, big man, hurry home tonight. Hurry home tonight.
I'm thinking,
oh my days, bro. And then when you finally free it up to me, because when I get home, I'm around the behind the
gym.
And you're like, wait, stop. But when you're saying stop, you're still pushing the bat in. You're still pushing the bat in me. And you're like, stop.
This thing.
And then fam, I'm biting that leg from the back.
Yes.
And I'm like, I'm trying to stop. And this is me still trying to get that, that quick clap. And you're like, nah. Turn around. She turns around, looks you in the eye, looks up at you, looks you in the eye, grabs your cheek, goes to lips you and then walks off. I'm solid, brother. I'm solid. I'm thinking, I need to bang this woman.
I have to. Yes.
And you know, you're not letting me get near you. And I'm thinking, when's this going to pop, bro? I'm starving.
Your tool is going to be tingling.
Fam?
Tingling.
Tingling. My boxes are soaked.
That pre-seat?
That pre-seat?
Is everywhere.
I'm drenched.
I'm wet, as they say. I'm wet.
I'm wet in there. I'm sopping. Yeah.
That pre-seat is everywhere.
That pre-seat is everywhere. I'm thinking, boy.
One touch and it's gone.
So when I finally make it upstairs and you're in the bed ready, playing with something, toys out.
Out, everything.
Oils, candles on. I promise you now.
You're going to get your box.
Yeah. You're not
you're getting
bro.
That box.
You're not, because you're desirable.
Facts.
Yeah, so don't, if you're just trying to, if we're doing a long thing and I've been in there, we've banged 3,000 times minimum.
You
can't get it cooking in the bed and expect me to do the most because I'm tired. And I was going to say bored. I'm not bored.
I know what you mean.
So I'm still trying to clap. But this is all, I've been here before. When it's a new thing, no wonder he's doing the most.
Facts. No wonder he is doing the most because he's excited.
He's not had this before.
You're both very, very excited because it's something new, something fresh. You don't know what his routine is like. You know when the girls know the man's routine or vice versa. So
don't move to the position that I was going to move to you in because you just know that's what I'm going to do. Because I'll walk out. If you know my third move is a back shot, don't get ready for the back shot. Wow. And you think you're moving her, but then you twist that shoulder and the shoulder already starts moving. And you just miss her like that and you're like, rah, 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 rah. She thinks I'm predictable. She's telling me to my face, I'm predictable.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, that can never run. But then once, Be desirable.
Yeah, that's a very good answer.
Make me starve.
That's a good answer.
Yeah, because then when it's time to eat.
I hope that answers your question.
I hope it does, bro. I hope that helps.
Yeah, man.
Right, I have a thread today.
Okay.
Gang. Little interesting one. So I seen this on Instagram.
Okay.
And this is an interesting title. So the title of this thread is, what are you convinced people are pretending to enjoy?
I saw that, but I never read the comments.
Yeah.
So gang.
Yeah. What are you convinced people are pretending to enjoy?
Gang.
And I'm just going to bang these one out. Mm-hmm. Fam, straight off the top, sparkling water. Facts. Delete it.
That tastes like static.
If it tastes disgusting.
Why would you drink sparkling water?
Sparkling water is the worst possible thing, facts. Bro.
That's just static and fuzz.
Yeah, it's
dead order.
Fuzz is right.
Yeah, it's zero.
It's the worst
and
drink. It's, yeah. It can't hydrate you either.
Yeah, it can't.
It can't.
It's impossible. I'm choking on that. Yeah. Pause. Pause. I'm choking on that. It's all zeros and ones, bro. It's all non-binary. I don't want that.
Yeah, bro, I hate it. Right, bro, this one's controversial, but everyone secretly knows. Ray and Neff. Oh, Ray and Neff, people are I'm convinced people are pretending to enjoy Ray and Neff.
Yeah, God, no, I hate Ray and Neff.
Wholesome brand, but yeah, damn.
I don't like Ray and Neff.
It doesn't taste amazing.
It's a lot.
It's intense.
Damn.
You have to love alcohol to love Ray and Neff.
It's a lot.
Their friend's success.
Wow,
fam. Pretending to enjoy their friend's success.
Wow. That's an op from the jump.
Yeah, bro.
Wow.
I'm gassed you're doing so well for yourself.
Damn, bro. That's so true as well.
Oh, it is true.
Damn, man.
It is true. And the thing is as well, is like, have I ever pretended to enjoy a friend's success?
Impossible, G. That person isn't your friend.
Yeah.
I couldn't get the words out. That person isn't your friend. It's impossible.
Yeah.
It's
Nah.
It's impossible.
It is. Bro, this is a dig at Ellis.
Fam, he looked at you.
What you convinced people pretended to enjoy?
Yeah.
That someone commented, that cold, sloppy overnight porridge.
Them overnight oats.
Bro,
oats are banging.
When I found out it went in the fridge,
yeah.
I was thinking, are you sure?
Dude, they're banging.
They're not banging, bro.
I'll bring one in for you next week.
No. I promise you I won't eat it.
Try it on cam.
Ellis, listen to me. I promise you I'm not putting it out of my mouth. Cold, soppy porridge from the fridge.
Yeah. It's banging.
It can't be banging, bro.
It doesn't sound banging, bro.
Because people put like seeds and shit in it as well.
Like chia seeds.
Yeah, I bought some chia seeds.
I promise you I'm not eating it.
They're good for you.
I don't care.
Nah, bro.
I don't care, bro. Nah, that's bro. Foolish.
It's just not nice.
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
Fine. Next one up, Love Island. I am convinced people are pretending to enjoy Love Island. Because like I've said, I've seen one episode and I will never watch another one.
Listen, I don't think people pretend to love Love Island. I think people just hate... People that are on social media, especially Twitter, just hate missing out.
On the current gossip.
Hence the reason why I have to double down
to
watch Love Island.
That's also true. I will watch Love Island for the goss.
Exactly.
When people say there's juicy, that's squeezy it. Squeeze on there,
yeah.
I want that.
That's it.
The only episode I've ever watched, I saw them doing up challenges and I was like, this is the worst television I've seen. It's the worst television. And they were doing up slow-mos.
Yeah.
And they were like sliding through bubbles and stuff. I was like, this is the worst television I've seen.
All the challenges they do are always cringy, but it's all the stuff that happens in the villa that Twitter goes off on about. That's why they love all the juice. So yeah, I think people quote unquote watch it because they want to be invested in or involved in the Twitter conversations that happen in
live. People just want to be involved in the Twitter conversations.
Like between 8 and 9 or whenever, or 9 and 10, they want to be involved.
I bet it's blowing up.
They want to be involved.
Yeah.
So they have to watch it.
Yeah, it's one of them ones is luckily I'm not really on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, I'm just, I've not got into it ever.
If I got into it once
and then peaked a little convo, I'd be like, ooh, that's facts.
Ooh, that's facts.
Okay, that's what we said. People message me daily to watch it and do a rundown.
I've not touched this new season, but I touched last season. I didn't even finish it because it was on a decline.
Dead, bro. I'm not watching it. I remember I read a stat that said in the episode 1 of this season had 1 million less viewers than last season.
Oh, wow.
1 million.
That's poor.
1 million people less watched this year.
But
I can see why.
But what I've also heard is that this season is popping more than last season.
In terms of quality of content or actual viewers?
I don't know about viewers, just I heard it's more juicy.
Really?
Because it's more controversy. So I feel like maybe the producers have upped the ante just because they know they've fallen
more controversy.
Off
on See, now I'm intrigued. I don't know what you're talking about. And
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Yeah, I know you don't heard. Know.
And then you're saying that, I'm thinking, tell me more.
I just heard there's beef.
Is it?
Yeah, there's beef and there's ops and there's gal.
That's, is it?
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Damn.
So I don't know. I've not seen any episode.
Damn.
Any. But I don't know.
Damn, I'm about to switch my entire mind.
Hey.
Oh, but I hate as well on
it's
there.
It's a lot to watch.
It's a lot. First of all, it's too much. It's like lot. 4 or 5 episodes a week.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I think it's 6. I think the only day they don't show it is Saturday.
It's 6 episodes a week.
I think
and
so.
And an hour each.
Roughly.
This is outrageous stuff.
Yeah, it's a lot.
I'm not watching that.
For a month, I think. Yeah, a month or 6 weeks.
That's too much, bro. Yeah. And I hate, I'm not into, I'm not, everyone has like, I hate Cockney Essex slang.
Okay.
I don't like it.
Okay.
I don't like it.
Okay.
So I was on, because they've got, first of all, props, they've got their own TikTok. I don't know if they had it last year.
Love Island.
Okay. And it popped up on my feed the other day. Okay. So they're just doing like bite-sized clips. And I was like, I'm fair. This is how what I would, if I was going to digest it, this is how I'd digest it.
So wait, with the clips, they're showing content from the actual show?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, they're actually showing content from the show.
Oh, interesting.
So this is how I would watch it if I was going to watch it.
Interesting.
So it's very, very, very smart move.
Okay.
But when I was talking about it, I saw two people having a conversation. It jarred me so much because they were like, it was one guy talking about one of the yachts and then to another chick. Mm-hmm. And it was like, yeah, obviously she's a good looking girl. And like, I hate when people say she's got a good chat. I hate when people say.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Fwakes.
Talk to me.
Bro, tell me the truth.
I'm listening.
What's your social battery saying?
It's mid, you know?
Mid?
Sometimes I'm excited, sometimes I'm low. So let's say ballpark middle.
Why is it middle?
I'm not very active, you know?
I'm
not very active. Sometimes I just like to chill.
You got the winter blues?
Yeah.
You got the winter blues. Tell the truth. You got the winter blues.
Yeah, and it's sun.
Yeah. You got that seasonal D?
Yeah.
bro, facts, same.
Guys, it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter.
Yes, and you may be thinking, what's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time.
Therapy can give you self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery, and it's helpful for learning how to set boundaries.
So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/gigspod today. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/gigspod. She's got good chat, or he's got good chat.
Good
bands, good chat. All that Essex slang, I can't stand it. It makes me want to, bro, I can't, I find it so butters, bro.
Fair.
I find it so, I just can't stand it. I don't
why?
Know why.
It just
irks me.
Fair enough.
When people say, oh yeah, they got good chat. I'm just like, shut up, bro.
Fair enough.
She's a good looking girl, got good chat. Bye. No team could ever tell me, yeah, you got good chat. Because I promise you, we're never doing a thing.
That's the last chat you're hearing from me.
Yeah, how would you know?
Yeah.
Because we're not talking.
Say less.
All right, cool. What is it? Love Island? Ah, facts. All right. What you convince people to pretend to enjoy? This one sweetened me. Jay Huston Drake, who told you? There is split in the audience on this one.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. The first time I heard it, I was like, Drake doesn't fit this sound.
Yeah, he doesn't.
But the more and more I listen to it,
yeah,
the vibey it gets.
I don't like it. I've heard it like 4 times. I don't like it.
Yeah, but I've heard it quite a bit.
I shouldn't have to hear it quite a bit.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I know, but it just grows on me.
Fair.
It just grows on me. And I feel like once you get past like the first 8 bars of Drake's verse, as it goes into the other half of it, it flows. And it's a vibe. If you listen to it in the car, the sun's out, it's a vibe.
It sounds like you're giving many.
Yeah, I know. Don't get me wrong. I would have much preferred it if it was like Jay Huston and NSG. They would have made a summer banger.
Don't get me wrong.
But I think I'm overcompensating because it's them two and I want to enjoy the song.
I think what ends up happening with this kind of stuff, because it always happens, if Drake, every time a UK artist has a collab with Drake, I think we're just happier for the artist than we are for the song.
Facts.
We're just happier that you've made it.
Yeah.
Jay Huston didn't make songs in fucking years and has come out, he's got a track with Drake. Well done.
Yeah.
Good job.
Facts,
Banging.
That makes
Very
sense.
Nice.
That makes sense.
But I think whenever he jumps on with people, same with dude with Heady One as well. Oh yeah, people are just gassed.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
For the collab.
Forgot about that.
Yeah, same. More than they are for the actual
Dave
enjoyment
was
of the song.
Like 2016. That was time ago.
Oh, what song was that?
Wanna know?
Oh yeah, facts.
They wanna send for me.
Yeah,
that was time ago.
Drake gives UK artists flowers of love.
Yeah, he does.
Sometimes undeserved. Sometimes premature and undeserved.
Premature is the word. Too soon, my G.
Bro. Yeah. Wow, next one. What you convince people pretend to enjoy? Motherhood.
I can imagine. I was going to say nail on head, but...
I can imagine. Yeah, next up, anal. Yep.
That's jokes.
Yep.
That's jokes.
Prime, this one is me to a T. Talking to work colleagues during lunch.
Oh.
Brother, I couldn't stand it. I didn't pretend to enjoy it at all.
That is hilarious. Depending on where you work and where you're actually having your lunch, but understandable.
Oh, leave me alone.
Yeah, I'm just trying to... This is literally my only free time.
Yeah.
Shut up.
leave me alone, bro.
This is literally my only 30 today.
Bro, I remember my brother used to say he used to eat in his car. Just to be left alone, and he used to go to his car and eat lunch. And I've done it a couple of times, but that made me sad when
he said that.
That made me sad when he said that.
Because you can't, I can't walk past your
place
and see you eating in your car at 12:30.
No.
I couldn't. I would knock on your door like, what's going on? Aren't you meant to be in work? Why are you eating in your car, bro?
Popping open that lunchbox in the car.
Nah, I couldn't see that. That's you not have friends?
Jarring.
That's the first thing I think. Don't you have friends?
Yeah, someone could ask me that, I'll say, obviously not. Look where I am.
Facts.
My friends are at home.
Facts.
My friends aren't here. I wish they were, but they're not.
Facts, yeah.
Oh, bro, being a stepdad.
Wow.
Yeah.
Say less, yeah.
This one's me to a T. I could have written this one myself. Halloumi cheese, bro.
I hate halloumi cheese.
I can't stand it.
It's the saltiest thing.
Bro, it's salty and chewy and rubbery and awful.
I hate halloumi.
I'm convinced people are chatting shit when they order it separately in Nando's. It's not deserving of a separate order.
What's it, halloumi bites or halloumi sticks, whatever it's called?
Whatever, bro. It's not deserving, bro.
Yeah.
Facts. Exercise. Been there.
Yeah.
Can I be honest for a second? I'm not enjoying exercise at the minute.
Family?
I've been keeping up with it. I'm really not enjoying it.
It's a mental thing.
Yeah.
If my mind isn't for it, I could not go for weeks. Do you know what I mean? Weeks, James. I'm not even exaggerating. I just have that mental switch and I'm just not going.
Yeah, bro, I want to be honest. And it's, at this point in my life, I'm so grateful to be over 30.
Yeah.
Because I can't take weeks off.
Yeah.
I can't take weeks off because the result would be deafening.
Yeah, but you would see the transformation.
These men will comment on it.
Yeah.
So I can't take weeks off. And that's the only thing at this point in my life that's getting me there.
Okay.
Because bro, I honestly, God, I'm not enjoying it, guys. I'm just gonna confide in you, man. I'm really not enjoying it at the minute. And I don't know what to do.
I'm just gonna keep wearing baggy and baggy tees.
Bro!
So you don't see shit.
I'm really not, I don't know what. Ellis, how are you getting on? Because you've been in there.
I fucking love it, mate.
Yeah, that's
tell me more.
I just get a massive buzz, man. I just love it.
That's the endorphins on a 20-year-old.
Yeah, tell me more, bro.
Pool day for me, pool.
I swear.
Pool day is the fucking best day.
Pool day is good.
Yeah, man, I love it.
Take me for a session.
I hate legs, obviously.
I think you will learn to enjoy legs in a few years.
The issue is, I don't know the names.
Oh, the
exercises. Of the stuff I do.
Demo.
I just do it.
Tell me what you do.
Give us your pool day now.
It's different. We mix it up.
Okay.
That's another thing as well. Same with anything. I get really bored very quickly. I started running. Find it boring as fuck.
So boring.
It's so boring.
I rather cycle.
I did it for like. I did it for a week.
I find it all boring.
Yeah. Mm. So, but yeah.
Come all
right, cool. So.
Lat pull down, I'm assuming.
Yeah, so we do that one.
Yeah, lat pull down.
Lat pull down.
It's not really pull, but we do lateral raises.
That's fine. Yeah.
Sick. I love doing them.
Yeah, lat raises are good.
They fucking hurt, but I love
them.
We do where you sat down.
Seated row.
Yeah.
Do you do bent over rows? Okay. Continue.
That's advanced.
Yeah.
No idea. That's the thing. It's very basic because obviously I'm still starting out.
But you feel good afterwards.
Yeah, man, I feel fucking amazing. I love, like, except for, I don't like legs. I hate legs. Obviously,
you'll learn to love it, bro.
Most people hate legs.
You'll learn to love it.
I don't mind. I quite like doing the squats. That's like a new thing. So
Squats are sick.
Squats are cool. I need this.
Well, that's the thing. It's probably because I'm new to it, though.
Yeah, bro.
I've literally started doing it.
Yeah, yeah. So everything you learn is, like, fantastic.
Yeah.
You'll learn how your body works, bro.
So, and I'm when training. You feel yourself getting them stronger?
I'm jealous.
I'm training stuff I've never, like, you just never think
you
of.
You didn't know muscles were
so
there.
So I did one with like the cables.
Yeah.
We do one where you literally go like that across.
Yeah.
Like the most painful
thing.
Yeah.
And it's on like 2.5.
Yeah. Literally on the second block. You're just like, fuck.
Yeah.
You just feel shit.
That's that tricep posterior delt thing. Yeah. It's long, bro.
It's sick. I fucking love it. Damn. My favorite thing to train is it triceps?
Yeah.
I love doing them with the
overhead. Yeah.
Rope pulls.
I haven't done that in ages. I love it. Wow. Absolutely love it.
Fucking jealous, bro.
But like I said, probably because I'm new. Most likely.
I don't know, man. Sometimes it is good, bro. Mm. I just need something else. Mm. I even need a training partner. Obviously, I've been doing PT. PT's cool. Training it's fine. Training partner's really good.
I've been going with Jack.
Yeah. Especially if someone's like similar strength to you and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you push each other and you go for it.
Motivational.
It's so good, bro. It's really, really good. Mm. But like, damn, I need something.
Yeah.
Because I'm bored at the minute. And I do go through phases like this, but recently they've been coming a lot faster.
Yeah.
Like it used to be like every couple of years, I'd have like a month or two where I'm like, I can't bother. And then I'll get back into it. Recently, it's been like 1 month on, 1 month off.
Yep, same. So I would have a great month.
Yeah.
And then we'd go on holiday. We'd have a busy ass week. Mm-mm-mm. We'd flop, not train. And then next week I'm just like, oh, maybe I'll cycle. Maybe I'll do one exercise here, there. And then it's just the week's chalked, bro.
I never thought I'd say this. Maybe I might try CrossFit or something.
They keep going for it. And there's so many different exercises and so many different things that we probably don't do on our day to day or every time we train that it keeps it fresh and keeps it new and keeps us interested. So I hear what you're saying about the CrossFit. I do actually hear what you're saying about the CrossFit.
Maybe I'll do it.
I actually do hear what you're saying. I'm not going to lie. Because it's
competitive as well.
It tackles everything in your body. Yeah. Mm. And you do love to compete. So yeah. Maybe.
Because, it's a competition for me. Mm. I love competition, bro.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe you just need competition.
Mm. Yeah.
Maybe get into boxing again or something.
Yeah, it's not going to get me wham, bro. Mm.
Yeah, true. It will get you lean.
Yeah. It will get me shredded.
Boxers are lean and shredded. Yeah.
It will get me shredded, but it's not gonna tick the box I need. Mm. I need to get wham. Yeah, maybe. Because I know my boy Lewis wants to do CrossFit. He always talks about it. Mm. You know what? I'm going to fucking message him after here. I'm like, bro, I never thought I'd say this. Let's give it a go.
David Lloyd's?
Well, CrossFit.
I don't know where they do, but...
No, you have to go to a specific CrossFit place. I think they call it a box. Go to it. I'm going to get DMs first. All right, everyone who's listening and watching, caveat, don't DM me about CrossFit. Yeah. I know everything there is to know about CrossFit. Mm. I've seen all the documentaries. Mm. I used to be obsessed with the athletes. Mm. And I don't care. I don't care what you want to say.
Yeah.
You're not going to convince me anymore. And if you DM me, I just won't go.
Yeah.
I don't deal with pressure well. So anyone who's like, oh yeah, you should definitely do it because of that. And all the other haters are like, nah, don't do it because you're going to get injured. Both of you, shut up. I'm not listening to any of you, so don't waste your data. Mm. Don't message me about this.
Facts.
But I'm going to message my boy and say, let's give it a go.
And then go from there, you'll see.
Because them man are, obviously they're on all the gear, but them man are wham and they're shredded.
They're strong, bro.
Oh, vomit.
Yeah. They're strong as fuck.
And it's mad because you have like, obviously they go in there and they have to work out of the day, right? Mm. So you basically, this is what I know about CrossFit.
Okay.
You go in there, it's a workout of the day. Mm. And I'm like, this is what we're doing. We're doing fucking Linda or whatever the fuck. And it's like, it's going to be like 20 snatches, fucking 100 burpees, this many squats and then this. And you just have to do it.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you want bigger legs, bigger shoulders, bigger nothing. You're doing what they tell you to do and you need to get it done. And then they'll practice certain lifts and then like you need to practice like handstand walks and all this kind of shit that you have to do. And it's kind of cool, man. Mm. And then you do like their stupid like kippy pull-ups. I hate the pull-ups they do, but like you learn how to do like muscle ups and shit like that.
Yeah,
and you'll be doing all sorts, man. Yeah. And then like you're just getting strong.
It's a lot of kinesthetics. You get so strong.
Yeah, you get bare strong. Yeah. And then you end up eating more, drinking more. Mm-hmm. And bro, just like, sounds kind of cool.
Mm, I hear you.
Because I'm bored.
Mm, I hear you.
I'm really bored of exercise at the minute. Mm. It's so jarring.
You've been doing jiu-jitsu though, right?
What, recently?
I swear there was a point not that long ago you were getting back into it.
Nah, I just went with Temi for fun.
Oh, I thought you were getting back into
it. I went with Temi, twisted him up.
Yeah.
If he's listening, he probably is. Twisted him up. Let him know there's not a game in it. Daddy knows what he's doing.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah, but no, we had a good time. Mm. We had a good time. And It was good. Mm. And I sparred with a couple, after he left, I sparred with a couple other people, twisted them up as well. Mm. And I was like, I've actually still got it.
Yeah.
And then I just drove home and never went back.
Yeah.
But I'm not interested in getting back into jiu-jitsu that much. Mm. It's cool, but it's also just like, I get obsessed with it.
Mm.
And it takes over my life. Mm. And it's just like, yeah, it's not a place I want to be.
Fair.
I have bad back and bad neck from it, like every time.
Okay.
But yeah, man, damn, maybe CrossFit. I'm looking for Saturn.
Hey,
anyway.
You never know.
Let me finish this thread real quick.
I forgot we were doing it through.
Yeah, wow. Same. What you convince people are pretending to enjoy.
Yeah.
We just finished exercise.
Mm-hmm.
Facts, going out two nights in a row.
Facts!
Impossible.
Fuck that.
Impossible.
Oh God.
Bro, this one is for me. Facts, Aki, bro.
Aki?
Aki's like Aki and Soulfish.
Oh, fam?
Fam?
Rattled me.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, facts.
Aki sucks. I'm sorry, guys. I'm Caribbean too. Aki sucks, bro. I hate it.
I hate the culmination of the two.
Aki and Soulfish
together.
Worst
dead
dish. Don't ever give it to me. I hate it. It's man the just worst.
Said Aki, I was thinking, who? I was so rattled. But
bro,
yeah. Oh,
I hate Aki. Next one I hate even more. Beer.
Oh,
beer
God.
Sucks, bro.
Yeah, I hate beer.
I can't stand beer.
Yeah, 100%.
Bro, this was sweet in me. Someone commented, cartoned coconut water. It tastes like it's already been in someone's mouth. Wow, that's disgusting. Oh,
that's specific.
Last one. This is me to a T, boiled potatoes.
You don't like boiled potatoes?
Boiled potatoes tastes like pennies. They taste like pennies, bro.
To be actually fair, I can't remember the last time I had a boiled potato.
Bro,
I said that with confidence. I actually don't eat boiled potatoes.
Just a straight boiled potato?
No, tastes like pennies, bro. Pennies, stop.
It tastes like metal. It's disgusting.
Nah, I've actually not had a boiled potato in ages.
Oh, fam, try having an Irish mum. You'll have all the boiled potatoes. I grew up in hell. Fam, boiled potatoes was my mum's go-to. Yeah.
Just boiled, not fried, not oven, not nothing.
No butter base, nothing. Nothing. Boiled potatoes and jacket potatoes.
I used to love a jacket potato.
I've always hated it.
I love the jacket
potato. Unless it had beans in that bitch.
Yeah, beans and cheese.
Yeah. Beans and cheese.
Beans and cheese are more beans?
Yeah.
Just smothered. It's just like colossing down that bitch. Yeah. Oh, I love the jacket
potato. Beans and cheese and more beans.
Yeah.
Them was all right, but I didn't love it. I just ate it, bro.
I just didn't like the skin. I couldn't eat the skin.
Yeah, oh, same, dude. The skin on the jacket is butters, man.
Yeah.
But boiled potato is the worst thing known to man.
Yeah,
unless you're going to butter baste that bitch and season it, maybe some chives on top. Give me something I can work with.
Facts.
Give me something my mom used to just boil and put on a plate.
Nah, that's heinous.
Bro, my mom used to boil and put on a plate.
That's heinous, bro.
She used to make. I used to get angry, bro. On a hot summer's day.
Yeah.
I think I've said something similar before. On a hot summer's day, when your boys been playing out.
Yeah.
Oh, I will come all the way home starving.
Yeah, starving and sweating.
Yeah, starving and sweating. I want pasta. I want pasta, something deep.
Yeah.
Something rich
with
and
mints,
deep.
Yeah.
With mints.
Yeah.
I'm a man.
Yeah, facts.
Feed me like a man.
Facts.
My mom, I'd turn up, my mom would put a plate in front of me. It would have boiled potatoes straight out of pot.
Yeah.
Salad mixed with tuna.
Oh God.
And eggs, boiled eggs. It was a prison meal.
Oh, that sounds like a prison meal.
And I'd be like, mom, what is it? She says, too hot for pasta.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
My tummy don't know if it's hot, bro.
People drink tea in the morning, every morning, regardless of the
weather.
Trust
me, but she'd always say it's too hot for that rich, deep food, bro. That food you're gurning for, it's too hot for that.
That means
have
nothing.
Have some boiled eggs and tuna and leaves and fucking boiled potatoes.
Nah, bro, taking a piss.
I used to scream into my pillow, bro.
I'd make the pasta myself.
Yeah.
I went to Chicago's bed and make the pasta
bro,
myself.
Bro, I'd move it around the plate and dive into the cookies. I'd shuffle that shit around the plate, dive straight into the cookies. Cause that's all I had.
Yeah.
That's all I had left in the house, bro. I used to go to bed like rolling in pain.
Man refused to eat his mum's
pillow. I used to go rolling in pain, bro. I hated that meal.
Oh,
and she used to do little bits of ham on there as well. She'd get like sandwich ham, tear it up and put that, and like, just put that garnish it.
In the salad a bit.
Yeah, on the salad bit.
Tuna and ham.
All of it was cold.
Nah.
All of the whole thing was cold because it's too hot outside, apparently.
Nah, bro. Give me the pasta.
Fam?
Run me the food.
I want spaghetti bolognese.
I'd come back from a hot summer's day and eat pounded yam and slump.
To be fair, I hate yam, but if I liked it, that would be perfect.
Pounded yam will slump you.
Yam, Yam reminds me of,
I love yam,
yesterday's roast potatoes I heated up in the microwave. That's what the texture of yam reminds me of. It jars me, bro. Yesterday's roast I put back in the microwave.
I know exactly what you mean in terms of like the texture, but you've probably had like tough yam before.
I've had all kinds. I've had your yam and that's what it tastes like.
When have I made you yam?
In Manny. Yeah.
With corned beef stew?
Probably, yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what it tastes like. So don't tell me what kind of yam I've had.
I forgot about that. I remember it vividly. Yeah.
Bro, I've had all kinds of yam. It all gives me the same vibe, bro.
That's jokes.
I hate yam. But if I liked it, on a hot summer's day, I want to come back to that.
Yeah. That'll slump you.
Yeah, bro. All my friends were having good dinners.
And you were having salads.
And I was having salad.
Salads and cold foods.
The whole plate was cold.
Nah, bro.
Because I remember she'd put the plate in the fridge with the cling film, wait for me to eat it. That bitch wasn't touching a microwave. I'd have to take it out, take the cling film off and eat like that. Torture.
No, sorry, bro.
The only thing nice on there was the mayo.
Damn.
I hated that.
That's probably why you doubled down on cooking.
Because I needed to experience stuff. I need to experience stuff, bro. Yeah, I love my mom, but damn, I hated that. Sometimes that's my hilarious. Stepdad would cook and I'd be gassed. Yeah, I hate him as a human. I hate it as a human, but sometimes they cook, I'll be gassed. Yeah,
something different.
Yeah, it cooks slippery wings or something. Oh, when he cooked, he used to show off.
Yeah.
So we'd have all sorts, and I'll be there.
Just jealous.
Yeah, give me more.
Yeah.
Oh, bro, but yeah, fuck.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, sometimes I'll come home to oxtail stew or something. Just gassed.
Okay.
It would fill me up, and I'd sleep like a man.
Say less.
But never mind. You've got a thread for us as well, right?
I do have a thread, but before the thread, I was going to ask you, are you up to date on all anime?
Not all. So I haven't watched this week's episode of Hell's Paradise, but apart from that, I'm up to date.
Okay.
Still haven't touched Demon Slayer. They've had the finale and everything right now. Someone DM'd me yesterday, the finale's lit.
Finale's lit. It's 51 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I've been saying it every week that I'm going to do it tonight. I haven't done it tonight, so I'm just going to stop saying it. Have you started the other one yet?
What's the other one? Nashley, whatever?
No, Daimakio, whatever, on Disney+.
On Disney, no, I'm not saying
I haven't watched
yet.
Any more of that since we last spoke, but again, that's gang. So no, anime-wise, I'm not up to date on anything.
Okay, fair enough. I'm up to date on Hell's Paradise. Good episode. I think Vinland Saga came out yesterday. I don't think I've seen the finale yet.
What's it say? I think I'm like 2 or 3 behind. Because they were moving, because the last thing I saw was Thorfinn letting their man go and saying, I need to go.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
He went, walked over some hill and was like, I'm gonna go
see King Canute.
I'm gonna go see King Canute. That's all I saw.
Yeah.
So I just assumed he was gonna run through everyone.
That's what I thought. But yeah, it's so lackluster, bro.
Vinland Saga's fucking shit this year, man.
I don't know why they would go from such an arms house season one to such a storyline poetic whatever in season 2.
Yeah, season 1 was so wham, bro.
It's like it was one of the greatest ones I've seen at that time.
Yeah, same.
At that time, I was like, wow, Vinland
Saga.
So
dead this year. And every time they give us a peek of what might could be, the next episode's just dead and boring.
Reel it back in. So yeah, I'm really hoping MAPPA just did this season 2 for the poetic nonsense that they want to do. And for season 3, if they do a season 3, it just bangs.
Bro, I'll be surprised if it gets greenlit for season 3 because this Same. Is, and then like they're just dragging stuff out. Like with the whole flipping, when homegirl's husband died.
Yes.
That lasted like an entire episode.
Yeah. It took ages.
When he was like on the little thing, that lasted an episode.
Ages.
And I was like, this has to be a joke. You're not wasting my time like this.
Yeah, they're extending everything for no reason.
Do you know what I see a couple clips of on TikTok once in a while? And I'm like, God, I need to catch up. It's Black Clover.
It's funny you just said that, because I was thinking, when you said that, I was thinking about the Black Clover movie that they've just dropped on Netflix.
Oh.
I saw the trailer a couple of days ago, and it looked decent. I'm not gonna lie, it looked decent. But for the life of me, I don't know where I stopped in Black Clover.
Okay.
I have no idea where I stopped in Black Clover.
I don't remember where I stopped, but I remember where I stopped was kind of hard.
What was the last thing you remember?
So the last thing I remember were around the bit where like the, I can't describe it. So like people have started to get kind of like, people got taken over. A lot of the captains and stuff got taken
okay,
over.
Okay. Yeah.
And I remember it was the captain that does all the vines.
Yes.
She got taken over by the elves, isn't it? They're elves,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So the elves possessed people.
Yep.
And then it was Captain Yami.
Yami, yeah.
Yeah, was fighting Homegirl.
Uh-huh.
That's kind of what I remember. I remember the king got murked off by the main elf, right?
Yes. Yes, yes, I think. I think I'm ahead of you, but I think we're in similar arcs.
Okay. Mm. So around about there somewhere is kind of what I remember.
If anyone knows roughly what episode we're on, just put it in the comments.
Oh yeah, put it in the comments and I actually will jump back on.
Because that's something we can binge.
I saw a clip on TikTok the other day of the female fire one. You know the three siblings? There's a sister, a brother, and another brother.
The one with the red head down there. Yeah, so his sibling. His sister. Okay.
Yeah, because there's a younger one who's on that team as well.
Okay. Yes, a younger boy. Yes. Okay. His sister. Okay.
Because they always say that if she wanted, she would be captain and not him. Because she's wham.
I forget, bro.
Yeah, she's got one sharp tooth that pokes out of her mouth here. Anyway, I saw a feeling on TikTok of her just doing the most.
Say less.
I think it must be, you know, like, what's happening now? And I was like, damn.
It's going to have to be.
Yeah, it's wham. Right.
Say less.
But now I'm not really up to date on anything else.
I've been watching From. Yeah. Oh, okay, cool.
I've got one more episode of season one.
Gang, the last episode is good.
Mm.
The last episode is good. Yeah.
Okay, sick.
Yeah. Demon Slayer is heavy as well, obviously.
Mm-mm-mm.
Obviously.
All right, you've got a thread for us, yeah?
I do have a thread. Right. So this thread is of the Shade Borough. So Resonance, as the energy from DLT Malta Brunch dies down, sex relationship blogger Olani has asked for the ladies to spill some saucy secrets about their trip. So
I saw one. I read one of these.
Heinous.
And closed the app.
So there's like a couple confessions sent to her. So I'm gonna read them out. Hey Oloni, I didn't have a threesome or my first lesbian experience, unfortunately, but the alcohol was flowing and I was ready to hoe out. So I ended up having sex with 6 different guys over 6 days that I was there.
Damn.
On one of the last days, I banged 3 guys in one day. The sex was so good. I got my ass ate, squirted all over one guy's sheets, and banged in a hotel with a mirror on the ceiling. Honestly, I would do it all again.
Jesus, bro.
Yeah, that Malta was a movie, apparently. Hey, I was going to take this to my grave, but why? I have to live my truth. So on the second day, I had group sex with 3 other girls and 2 guys. It was really good. And I'd love to do it again if the opportunity ever presents itself. The 2 guys fucked me together, one in my ass and the other in my mouth, as one of the girls ate me out. I'd definitely do it again. I know you'll see this. I'll definitely do it again. They put the name across it out. I know you'll see this. Call me back. Imagine.
Wow.
The name, but they crossed.
One of the participants, she put their name.
I'm assuming so. I know
call me back.
Call me back.
She's just getting aired. She wants to do it again.
Yeah, I need this again. Hi, mine is not too much of a wild story. I actually think I found love in DLT. I've met this guy on the day before DLT started, and I didn't take him too seriously. Why he would find me every day and come and talk to me on some good vibes, amazing eye contact, and lots of flirting. Then on day 2, we kissed the whole night. Missed out on most of the acts, literally couldn't stop. Raw.
Just kisses.
Just lips in that.
I can't lips all night, bro. I need something.
Yeah, I need something. Yeah. I need to say something else. Yeah.
That will turn me on.
I would be over aroused, I'd be bored after a bit.
Yeah, the third lips, I'll be over it. Because if we're lips in, then we go our separate ways, and I see you again, and we lips and lips in. We can't go separate ways, and then I see you again. You just want lips again. Yeah, no, we have to do something else.
We have to go somewhere.
I'm definitely over it.
Yeah. Then on the second night, we kissed the whole night. missed out on most of the acts, literally couldn't stop. Went to his, but nothing happened besides good music and good conversation. We kept meeting each other and hanging out with each other's friends. It was so nice. And then on the last day. A little bit of this and a little bit of that happened. He lives in a different European country, so I'm currently on my way to see him for the weekend.
Oh, damn. That escalated quick.
Mm. Anonymous, please. I met my friend's friend, a guy, on the last day, and he was so cute. We flirted a bit, and then we went to a party. I saw him a few hours later, and he took me to one of the rooms and he ate me out so good. After that, we went back to the party like nothing happened.
He just ate the pum and let her go back.
Damn.
He was suffering after that. That's naughty. Damn, bro. Was it DLT Malta brunch thing?
Yeah. Yeah. That was it.
I didn't even... maybe I did hear about this. I was going to say, I didn't even hear. I just heard when people were there.
Yeah.
I didn't hear the buzz promo. Yeah.
I remember the buzz a lot more last year because I was in Malta, I think the month before it happened, and I was seeing like posters and shit. But I don't remember the pre-buzz this year, but obviously I remember it when everyone was there.
Yeah, I remember when everyone was there. All I saw was like, I remember seeing like one tweet or one thing or like, if your man's in Malta right now, sorry, innit? Or something like that. Or like Cool Samaritans or something. And then I was like, okay. Mm. But I don't remember the pre-buzz whatsoever.
Yeah.
But damn, people just going off.
Literally.
It's so mad as well. It's only stuff like this and like Afro Nation that you'll hear like black people just losing
themselves.
They'll never do it in the UK. Yeah.
Never, because this is their home.
Yeah.
This is their home. They
black people
don't
shit when they eat.
Yeah, in fact. if I fancied you in the UK and you buck me in Malta, best believe we're banging. That's what they're on.
Yeah. it's so crazy.
It's jokes.
That's funny, boy.
Yeah, man, that's the way they move.
Right, to finish off, you got a question for us, apparently.
Oh, yeah, I saw this question on... I think someone sent this to me on Instagram, but it's on the Shade Bar, so I'll read it out to you. You may have seen it, I'm not too sure.
Cool.
You're offered 50 bags.
Okay.
But if you accept it, the person you hate the most in the entire world gets 100 bags. Every single time you accept the 50 bags, they're going to get 100 bags. The person you hate the most.
Who do I hate the most?
I don't know who I hate the most in the world, but just imagine it.
I'm trying to imagine how much I hate someone because I don't hate anyone. Okay, I can think of one person.
I'm thinking of one person right now. I don't know if we're thinking of the same person.
Oh, you're thinking of someone from me?
Yeah. But I can't imagine you allowing them to get 100 bags.
I'm just thinking
about
it.
I can't imagine it.
The person I'm thinking of.
I can't imagine it, James. I cannot imagine it. I promise you, you're not taking that 50 bags. I promise you.
If we're thinking about the same person, I'm actually not taking the 50 bags. I'm actually not taking the 50 bags. This is wild, bro. Wow, I'm not taking it.
I know.
I'm not taking it. We can both be broke together.
I can't imagine. I'm not even going to say the species. I'm never going to say the sex. Because I know exactly who you're thinking about. Well, I hope I know anyway.
Wow, I'm not letting them get it.
Yeah, I know you won't let them get 100 bags.
Wow, I wouldn't. I actually wouldn't, bro. That's mad, bro.
I know, it's crazy, isn't it? We're actually deep. Ellis, what about you?
Yeah, same thing, I don't really hate it. But yeah, I would actually.
You'd take the 50
bags?
Yeah,
I would, yeah.
Try and think of someone.
Because you're earning more than them, aren't you? You get 50,
they get 100.
They get twice as much as you.
Not 10.
I thought they got 10.
They get 100, bro. You accept the 50 bags, they get 100.
Oh, that would piss me off.
That's what I'm saying.
No, I'd still take it.
You take it? You can't think of an enemy,
Well, I mean, I would if I hated them anyway, but I'd have to completely block them. I couldn't see them spending the money.
Yeah.
And so on. So
I couldn't see their life.
Yeah.
Change.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
To move country and just delete social media.
Yeah.
you can see the Insta stories.
Yeah.
Like, wow, I stay rich. Yeah, you can imagine seeing them flex on Instagram.
All because of me.
Because of you. I am rich, bro.
Oh, I'll be so angry.
What are you man saying?
I'd be so angry. I know exactly who you're thinking of, and you would be livid.
Wow.
Yeah, well, actually, it's so petty. I wouldn't do it.
You wouldn't take it. I know
that's
you would have
taken
it.
Scary, because I'm not even that kind of guy. But just this one person, I wouldn't do it, bro.
No, bro.
That's nuts. Can you think of anyone?
I'm trying to think. I don't know anyone that I personally don't hate anyone, but I don't know any single person I feel like I'd feel some type of way if I take 50 and they get 100.
I can't think of anyone for you that off the top of my head that would piss you off so much them getting 100 bags.
It wouldn't, not off the dome, no, I don't think so. But for you, 100%, I know one.
Yeah, there's only one.
Yeah, 100%, I know
there's only, there's literally only one person. 100%. That's nuts, bro. That's nuts, bro. Mad. Right, anyway, guys, we're going to wrap it there. That was Juicy Woozy. Mm. As always, head on over to patreon.com/shitsandgigs to catch us on Thursday for episode 300.
Yes, sir.
So head on over there now. Enjoy. And as always, guys, love, love, love.
Gang, gang, gang. Love. Bless.